Margaret Mullings, and welcome to Mentorship Class today. Wherever you are geographically, come on in and take your seat. Today is a new day, and you know, perhaps it's afternoon, it may be morning, it may be evening, and it could be midnight. But come on in and take a seat. You're so welcome wherever you are geographically. Welcome. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I just pause right now to bless you, Father, to give you thanks and glory that is due to your name. And Heavenly Father, I ask that you would move by your Spirit, that you would move by your power and envelop everyone in this class today. Oh, I pray that you would bring comfort, healing, and deliverance, and impart your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding upon everyone present right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Today in this class, I will be taking a very short poem from my poetry journal today. Yes. And it is a powerful little poem. It is titled, To the Lamb of God. Yes, to the Lamb of God. To love and not be loved. To be despised and rejected by your very own. To speak truth and still be called a liar. To suffer pain and humiliation. To be faithful in spite of it all, to be condemned to die without any evidence of doing anything wrong, to be hung on a tree and stripped of everything except God, the Father's love. I want to say that again. To be hung on a tree and stripped of everything except God, the Father's love. Yes, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, willingly gave up his life so that you and I can be free to live an abundant life, to experience God's love in the midst of your circumstances. Glory and honor to the Lamb of God. And in this class today, this is exceptional that Jesus Christ would suffer beyond all human suffering for you and for me. And he forgave. He forgave those who humiliated him, made fun of him, slapped him, you know, put the thorn of crown, that crown of thorns on his head, pierced his side, and he said, Jesus said, Father, forgive them. What about you? And I'm speaking to me first too. What about you? Are you hard-pressed today? Are you experiencing great, severe persecution? Are you being lied on? Rejected by your very own? And when you speak truth, are you called a liar? Suffer pain and humiliation, but you're faithful and you do good in the face of evil. I say to you in this class today, forgiving others is absolutely a necessity, because in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 14 to 15, Jesus said, if you forgive men, meaning women too, when they sin against you, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not, and me, forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. And so, you may be very successful. You may be pursuing your doctorate degree, your law degree, so many other degrees. Whatever your endeavor is, remember, Let it be to the Lamb of God. Forgive others. And walk humbly, and the Lord will exalt you. Yes, He will. He will vindicate you. Yes. And you will experience God's love despite what you are going through or walking through right now. He will give you peace in the midst of turmoil, even in hostile environments. Yes. To the Lamb of God. Let the Lord fight for you. Wherever you are geographically right now, let the Lord fight for you, but forgive. Let it go. Whatever it is, let it go. That God will be glorified and honored to the Lamb of God. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. Move by your Spirit upon everyone in this class. Strengthen them. Impart renewed courage and cover each one with your grace. Stir their hearts to have compassion and to forgive those who have wronged them, who've hurt them so badly. Who's broken their hearts. Oh, Father, mend their hearts and allow that forgiveness and that release to come forth today in their lives. Father, meet the need today. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Margaret Mulling saying, until our next class, remember, forgive others.